As Germans get ready for a general election this fall, the most hotly debated issue isn't the faltering economy or Germany's role in the anti-terrorism war. It's hair. Chancellor Schröder's hair.
Hat oder hat nicht? Gerhard Schröder hatte eine Nachrichtenagentur verklagt, weil diese die Aussage.
This evening's TV newscast reported on Chancellor Schröder's libel suit against a news agency for claiming that he dyes his hair. NPR's Guy Raz is in Berlin and glued to his television following the controversy. Hello, Guy.
Hi, John.
Is Chancellor Schröder really going to court over this issue?
Yes, indeed he is. What happened was, about a month ago, the German news agency DDP quoted a German image consultant who, she said, it might help the chancellor's image if he admitted that he dyes his hair. And the chancellor's office immediately filed a protest with the news agency demanding a retraction. They said the chancellor doesn't dye his hair. And they also wanted the DDP agency to refrain from ever saying it again. Of course, the agency rejected that out of hand. So the chancellor filed a lawsuit in a regional court in northern Germany, where it is now. Court convened today for about 10 minutes. There was sworn testimony from the chancellor's own barber. It's a guy called Udo Walz. And in his sworn statement, he said that Chancellor Schröder does not dye his hair.
Why is Schröder so upset? This seems a little thin-skinned.
Yeah, it does, but it has to do with the domestic situation. Chancellor Schröder is really lagging behind in the polls at the moment. There's a general election coming up, as you mentioned, in September, and his party could lose it. In the past few months here, we've had a few scandals. There was one scandal which accused the Schröder government of cooking the books when it came to unemployment figures. In the past 10 days, there have been two major German companies that have gone bust, so he's feeling very vulnerable. And the final straw was recently when an opposition member of parliament from the Christian Democratic Union Party said, quote, he said, a chancellor who touches up his hair is likely to touch up economic statistics. And that really riled Schröder. So he decided to file this suit because he contends it's all about his credibility.
But isn't the chancellor a little bit worried that making an issue of a thing like this is going to backfire, make him look silly?
Well, apparently not, because he's going through with this, and it's obviously become a hot topic of conversation among the German public. Last night, the television show, the Harald Schmidt Show, it's the equivalent of Letterman here, talked about it. Let me play you a line from that show last night.
Die erste Frage von Gerhard Schröder an Jiang Zemin war, sagen Sie mal, Herr Jiang Zemin, wie färben Sie sich?
Guy, we're not getting this. The guy speaking in German, what's he saying?
Well, he's explaining about a visit that Chinese leader Jiang Zemin is currently making in Germany. Schmidt's basically saying that the first question that Chancellor Schröder asked Zhang was when they met was how he was able to manage without dyeing his hair. And that, of course, got a lot of laughs out of the audience in Germany.
Thanks, Guy.
Thanks, John.
NPR's Guy Raz is updating us on the court proceedings today in Hamburg to settle the pressing question of whether German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder dyes his hair.